Cash and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The online bickering between President Trump and Elon Musk appeared to ease up overnight, with Musk, who seemed to go along with a post that urged the two men to make peace for the good of the country. However, minutes ago, ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl called the president and spoke to him.
Trump told me he has no interest. He's not particularly interested in talking to what he called the man who has lost his mind. So I wouldn't look for a detente anytime soon. Trump, I have to say, though, he didn't sound particularly concerned about all of this. He wanted to talk about other things, and he was rather dismissive of the whole controversy.
The controversy sparked when Musk criticized the president's massive spending bill, which is projected to add more than $2 trillion to the federal deficit. A federal judge temporarily blocking a proclamation by President Trump that banned foreign students from entering the U.S. to attend Harvard. Russia slamming Ukraine in a retaliatory attack overnight, hitting Kyiv, among other places. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Oshkosh-based North Valley Precision recently purchased a manufacturing warehouse in Menasha to handle pre-shipment and post-shipment quality operations and inspections, creating over 50 jobs in the process. Company founder and CEO Brandon Erickson said they are actively hiring for metal finishing and quality control. North Valley Precision provides quality assurance to its manufacturing customers, specializing in on-site inspections, data collection, and supply chain control. Negotiations have been on and off for over a year, but finally, Brown County and C. Rice agree on where and how to move the coal piles that have been on prime waterfront property for 125 years. The coal will not go to the former Pulliam Power Plant site, but rather to the Fox River Terminal, which C. Rice's parent company owns. It currently houses salt there, but the salt will be moved to a 16-acre area of the former Pulliam site. The coal currently sits on property in downtown Green Bay that studies have shown could create $150 million in development. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
This is a difficult thing to do. If it were easy to solve, it would have been solved 50 years ago, 75 years ago. It's literally something that mayors of the city of Green Bay and other community leaders have been working on for upwards of 75 years. So this is a massive achievement.
The state of Wisconsin threatened to pull a $15 million grant earmarked to expand port operations at the Pulliam site if a deal was not reached. Diana Moss, the Assistant Deputy Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Administration, said that a generational impact will be made as the grant money is put to work.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers face the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the San Diego Padres tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. San Diego's Randy Vasquez against the Brewers right-hander Chad Patrick, who's 3-4 with an ERA of 2.97. Manager Pat Murphy.
Chad Patrick continues to show that he has the right stuff, meaning the right insides to pitch up here and pitch in big situations.
NBA, the Pacers with a last-second shot by Tyrese Halliburton beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 111-110 in Game 1 of the NBA Finals, Game 2 Sunday night. NFL, Aaron Rodgers agrees to a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers, where he says he already knows the team's quarterback coach.
And the quarterback coach is actually a guy named Tom Arth. Tom Arth was in the quarterback room with me in 2006 in Green Bay in the offseason. The first offseason I ever did, went through the Mike McCarthy quarterback school. It was me and Tom Arth and Tom Clements.
The Steelers host the Packers Week 8 in Pittsburgh with sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower later today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, mid 70s. Sunday, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Matt and Air on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, "You're going the wrong way." And Candy and Steve Martin go, "Ha ha ha, how do they know where we're headed?" Congress and the administration are saying, "This is what we're going to do for our budget." But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer, to discuss what the heck went wrong with Wisconsin's biennial budget and the draconian cuts the MAGA regime is proposing right here at home.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Man, that was great having Big Daddy D and Kevin Van Essen here, wasn't it?
And all these donuts.
I cannot believe that you were such a jerk. Right? And mentioned that his shirt being inside out.
They're customers, John.
Okay. Let me just say
customers
this.
Always right. Even when they're wrong, they're right.
Out of everybody in the studio, doing that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A guy came in today,
Well, there was a morning you had, like, spaghetti on your pants. Remember that?
I remember. On his pants.
That was quick breakfast.
And I didn't say anything.
John did. But the guy came in and we was talking, like, we're going to be talking in just a second. You know, how you doing? And he goes, were you out late last night? Did you drink a lot last night? The guy's like,
Who hasn't drank in like 20 years?
Right. He's a recovering alcoholic, and his shirt was inside out. And John pointed it out on the radio.
They both looked at their shirts.
And he was embarrassed. And then his wife texted in because she was all mad at him, too. So he's going to have a hell of a day.
I'm never letting him out of the house by himself again.
Right. Yes. Anyway.
So I apologize. But it wasn't mean that. But Murphy used to point those things out at me all the time. That's all the time.
Yeah.
Because I have gone in with my shirts inside out.
But I'm sure. You worked together. He wasn't. Anyway. Hey, those were two musicians, right? Daddy D's and Kevin Van Essen. Here we got the 13th annual Appleton Street Music Week. We love music, and I think it's great that we elevate the music, everything.
And so impressed with what Appleton does with music.
Oh, man. You guys got it going on there. Linda Garvey and Leah Reed. Leah, you're quite the musician.
I mean, I was, yeah, until I started working at Hyde, and everybody there is extremely talented.
It does, right? When you surround yourself, it's like, I thought I was a little better than that. But yeah.
It's okay. I do karaoke.
Oh, you do? All right. Tell me, and Linda as well, tell us about this event.
Yeah, so I am with the Appleton Community Music. So we have the pleasure of working with Hyde this year, being the beneficiary of their profits.
Tell us about the event. It's kicking off and how it all works and where the money goes.
So Appleton Community Music is the nonprofit that supports Mile of Music. We take care of the artist lodging, hospitality, everything to do with the artists. We take care of their pay. So we work with donations.
Okay, and how many artists are we talking?
Yeah.
Like huge numbers.
Right. Yeah, a few hundred, that's for sure. Yeah.
And I just want to underscore that is all local, original, not local, but it's all original music.
It is handcrafted music. Yep, so that's the beauty of Mile of Music, is that you come to admire the craft. You're not there to party, although that's the side effect.
It does.
Because of the vibe.
I've been there,
but you're there to admire the craft for the artists and what they've been able to accomplish.
The connection with Spokane, I like Spokane. Are you from there? What's the connection? That's your sister city to Spokane when it comes to this music festival?
Yes. So that was started in 2002, right, where they, wanted to support their local food bank. So actually, Audrey Nowak from Hyde Music started it in 2012, wanted to do that downtown. And we've worked with Feeding America and stuff like that. But we just thought this year it made sense to work with Appleton Community Music because we're tying that together. And our tagline this year is United by the Beat. Okay. So we, you know, Milo Music feels kind of like a family reunion for us at Hyde because we're seeing people that we're friends with and we really connect with them. You're seeing your musical cousins, I guess.
That's true. Yeah.
So we just thought
we're talking about
sense.
Runners with Belden coming up, the run coming up. How they're all family no matter if they see right. each other once a year, whatever. Musicians are the same way, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. It's true. Yeah.
Very supportive.
Yeah. We love the art.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about the event, though. We're going to get to where we're going to donate because I think that Milo Music is really taking off. I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
It's what, 13? No, it's longer than that.
Yeah, we're on mile 12 minus a year, so 13 years.
Okay, it's 13. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's bigger and bigger all the time, and it's just people just love that. But mm-hmm. we're raising money for that event. So how do we get involved?
So Monday through Friday next week, all along College Avenue, there will be musicians playing from 12 to 1. So they'll be busking. Anybody can play and participate, and people can come and listen too, which is a pretty amazing thing. They'll have buckets there that you can donate in, or you can bring in money to Hyde Music, and 100% of it goes to Appleton Community Music.
So are you basically saying that those two individuals that you're sitting with right now could come to town?
They could.
Mm-hmm. Busk for a few hours, make mm-hmm. some cash.
Mm-hmm. Just but, 1 hour. But after 1 hour, that, no.
Right. Lunch. It's during the lunch hour.
We'd be the only ones that have a hard ending.
But the and either walk with lunch, walk around, and just mm-hmm. listen to. That's like cool stuff, right? That's big city stuff when there's just a musician playing, and they usually keep the money. But you guys are going to, we're still going to drop $5-$10 in there, and then it's going to go to a Absolutely. great cause.
Yeah. Appleton Community Music. Correct.
Yep. And we're working really closely with ADI. They're really helping facilitate this, allowing the power to be used downtown. And we really appreciate their partnership as well.
Yeah. For anybody that hasn't been to Milo Music, I remember one time, a couple times introducing bands. And the first time, you know, you're walking around, you know, there's a lot of people. But once you go up on stage and you look, it's like, oh, yeah. It was intimidating. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, there's like a mile of people at some of those right. stages.
I want to give a shout out to ADI too. They've been on our show, and that's a small group that works really, really, really hard.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That Appleton Downtown, remember?
Yeah, absolutely. We had them on.
They were great. They were great. Mm-hmm. All right, so this starts next week already.
Correct. Yeah, and it starts on Monday.
The full week.
Yes.
Is this a great time of year?
I love this time of year. Right. I love it, especially working in downtown Appleton.
Absolutely.
It's pretty awesome.
It school's up, but you almost feel like. Not that works out, but there's just more stuff to do around. We just had Absolutely. Kevin Van Essen here. He's playing at Jackson Square. More music during the lunch hour. Mm-hmm. So can you name any of the musicians, or do they sign up? How does this work to get the talent?
We have some listed on our website right now. So if people go to HydeMusic.com under events, they'll be able to see everybody that will be playing at Houdini Plaza. So go ahead and check out our website. I don't remember it off the top of my head. I apologize. But but we also have just a lot of people that show up. So you don't have to sign up or anything. You just come at 11:30, grab a bucket, and we'll get you set up.
That's like really cool because the money that they get, again, I just want to say that's, if somebody's like, oh, I'm going to go, you know, shake down $50-$80 this morning, it all goes to you, as it should.
Correct. Yes.
And that money goes to?
Support all the artists that come from Milo Music.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is.
That's awesome.
That's a great way to do it.
I just want to know, can I, like if I just come out on the street.
That's his only instrument.
He plays the, what's that called again?
Viber slap.
The viber slap. Yeah.
So.
You really could, sure.
If they could drop a penny in, that would be awesome.
Ask me for change, yeah.
change. Leah's really encouraging her here.
Yeah. We support performance art too, I guess. I don't know. If we're raising money. Hey,
he'd be one of those guys where he'd have the little box and he'd be playing that on the street, right. College mm-hmm. Avenue, hoping people would drop in a few bucks.
They'd just be like, where's the monkey? You know, that's what that thing is.
I would give you a dollar.
Yeah. So. There you go. All right, that's 99 more than I would. Leah, tell me about your music background, how you got into it, how you stayed in it.
I actually started in church when I was younger and was in choir for many years and played piano since I was about 7. So I've always been connected to the music community. And when I saw the opportunity at Hyde, I'm the director of marketing and e-commerce. Oh. It just really blended together. My kids are all musicians and their dad is a musician. So
it's awesome.
Yeah.
What a great thing. It's for a lot of reasons. I mean, that side of the brain, and they can still, there's so many of these doctors in music. That's just a great thing. The guy across the street, you're looking at Schreiber, the president of that place, who is extremely well, great bass player. There's just a lot of musicians who haven't really taken the musician route, but they're very successful in business and government, wherever. Yeah. How about you. Do you have a background, Linda, in music, or what's your connection?
I don't have a background in music. I was in drum corps when I was younger.
Close enough.
But, you know, in the flag squad. I am on the other side.
I love drums. I do. We had one up in my hometown area, Ishpeming, the Blue Notes.
Yeah.
They were like, oh my goodness,
yeah, that's
just
good
to
stuff.
And I told Jim, I said, there was a thing from our centennial. A guy put this old website from 1965, and he had old film. Yeah. And I'm watching that from, and it's like, I've never seen anything. You didn't appreciate it at the time. So precise. Like, even when they go around a corner, it was like so synchronized. It's like incredible what you people do.
It's a lot of work.
I believe
it. A lot of practice.
Drum lines, all that stuff. It's unbelievable how hard those kids practice.
So, but I enjoy being on the other side of the stage in the audience
now.
And admiring the talent. It's unbelievable.
Are you with Hilton?
I am. I'm with the Hilton.
She's got a shirt on the right
Appleton,
way.
Appleton, so Paper Valley. Yeah.
Well, that's a nice place.
Thank you. I've
been there.
And by
the way, Dennis's favorite half says, if my shirt was inside out, nobody told me, I would be upset. Kind of like having food in your teeth or something.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
that's
you.
Good. That's
Thank
good.
You.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
And we are one of the venues for Mile High Music. And we just, it's our favorite weekend of the year.
Wow.
I'm going to ask you just a rudimentary question here. Where do you suggest people park? Because that's always been one of my dilemmas pulling up there. Because so it's almost like a Packer game. Some people rent out their driveways and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For parking?
Yeah, I come early enough that you can get in one of the parking garages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those aren't that expensive.
No, $6.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, one thing with you guys, with what you do for music, do you think, okay, that's like the, you know, the chicken or the egg type thing. Has Appleton always been so vibrant and interested in original music? Or was it the opposite way where all these people came into Appleton and it's like, oh, this is a good place to start this? Has it always had a reputation for that?
I think with Lawrence University, there's been a good tie there for music.
That's the hook.
But when Willems Marketing and Dave Willems started this.
Isn't that sad? It's funerals tomorrow. I'm going to that. But yeah, what a great guy.
Him
and Corey Chisel.
Yeah,
yeah, Paul. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they started this, it was just, it was, hey, what do you think of doing this? Let's try it out. And year one was unbelievable.
Right.
And it just took off because people in our area are craving that culture and that vibe and the originality.
Exactly.
That's
awesome.
Henry
man.
Stepped in. Besides,
and you filled that niche.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you got a great product. You got a great service. But to lean into the community a little bit more, too, is...
Well, Hyde Music's been around since 1948 downtown. Yeah. And it's a third generation company. And we do rentals and all that fun stuff. You know, step up instruments, intermediate, and ukuleles. I told Linda here she should play the ukulele. It's a great instrument.
She thought I could pick that up.
I think you should.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
Jim can play that.
I can do
he
that.
He does. He actually has
fun.
Ukulele and plays
it's
ukulele.
It's super
do I have
fun.
To give up the cowbell too?
No, you can have both.
See, but Todd and I don't, the ukulele and his, whatever that thing's called, that doesn't work together. So we can't do it.
The vibrator?
Yeah, the vibrator.
No, the vibra slap.
Vibra slap.
The vibrator is what you got at home, Johnny. No, the vibrator. It's a different product.
Wow.
But, all right, so this is... The Mile of Music, anything you want to share with us on that? I mean, I know it's down the road a little bit.
Great news about
right,
Mile of
hear.
Music.
Yeah,
so PBS was in town last year filming Mile 12. And so this year they have the hour-long program ready to go, and it's going to air on June 23rd on PBS.
That is huge news.
That is big news.
But I have bigger news.
Uh-oh.
On June 16th, you'll have the opportunity to see it before it goes public.
Oh,
June 16th at 6 p.m. in the Fox Cities Exhibition Center. We're doing a pre-screening of the program.
Fun. And nobody knows who's in it yet or anything, right?
No, I mean, nobody's seen it yet.
Wow.
So we're all very excited.
That's great.
And it's open to the public. Go to the PBS website or the PBS Facebook page, Mile of Music Facebook page, Appleton Community Music Facebook page, and you can just register. There's an Eventbrite registration. It's still free. We just want to know how many people are coming.
That's fantastic. Wow.
All
it's
right.
Really, we're so excited.
Tell us the date of the other airing again, please.
June 23rd.
23rd, okay.
Uh-huh, in the evening, I believe 7 o'clock.
All right.
And so the pre-screen will be 1 week prior.
Phenomenal.
That's great. I didn't know that they were there.
No, that
filming,
was quiet,
that's pretty cool.
That?
Yeah. They had, it was the largest deployment in the state. They had all 45 videographers, photographers,
oh
everybody, all hands on deck.
I guess awesome. They did.
We could have somebody on right after that then too, huh, Todd, if we could? Or yeah, the well, for air, yeah. Or the right before, because
yeah, this, that's pretty
this,
cool stuff.
We want to make sure like, people don't miss this. Like this between, is huge.
That's huge.
Between the two, between the first, the private showing yeah. and the public showing.
Yeah.
You can come in here and talk a little bit more about it. Okay,
yeah, absolutely. We'd
That'd
love
be great.
To.
We should both be back. I think.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Hive Music has been such a great supporter. Yes, of Milo Music and ACM.
Is she always like that? Trying to piggyback and what you're
right.
doing?
Right. Oh well, Leah partners.
Leah Reed, Hive Music. Thank you for just connecting with the community, and of course Linda Garvey
and all the respect the world for Appleton and their love for music.
Yep. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for being here. Grab a donut on your way out. It's Kim's birthday.
Or five.
It's National Donut Day.
Keep your hands off my Vibra's lap, okay?
No, it's mine now.
Oh, we will.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Starting June 1st, don't miss the Triple S Market every Sunday, 1 to 5. Sip, shop, and sing with local vendors, open mic, and rotating food trucks. And mark your calendar for June 14th. It's Second Saturday Music with Luminati from 6 to 10 p.m. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a good look at Friday. Man, we've had some fantastic guests, just tremendous. Yeah. Really appreciate all of them. And today, of course, once I mentioned before, anniversary of D-Day. 81 years ago today, Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy. And some of the gentlemen I've interviewed over the years for my books, I just want to do some excerpts to pay homage to them. 1:05 a.m., June 6, 1944. Our job was to land inland and open up the roads for the 4th Infantry Division, about 5 miles from Utah Beach, where the 4th Division was going to land. It didn't seem like we were over land very long before the Germans started blasting away at us with artillery. Every time a bomb would explode near the plane, we'd shoot straight up about 200 feet. It was tough on the pilots. Some got knocked so far off course they were dropping troopers in the English Channel. Others got dropped in areas the Germans had flooded. Those poor guys didn't have a chance. You hit the water with 60 pounds of equipment, you don't have time to slip out of your harness. I was carrying my M1 rifle, plenty of ammo, a trench knife, boot knife, four hand grenades, 100 rounds of 30 caliber ammo. But can you imagine all that work, all that training, all that determination, and you end up drowning without even a chance to fight? Not even a chance to fight for your life. What a terrible shame. The green light coming on was a signal to stand up, hook up, and check the equipment of the guy ahead of you. You yell out, okay, Then before you know it, you're standing in the door and it's your turn. You don't have time to think about it. Right away, once you're out of the plane, you looked up to see that the chute was open. Then you looked down, see the Germans shooting up at you. You kept thinking, just let me get to the ground. Just let me have a chance to fight back. Don't let me get shot hanging in the air. Orville Collins, 101st Airborne, D-Day, Denmark, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Orville, one of my favorite guys. I'll tell you a quick funny story. So took Orville and his wife out for dinner one time after I was doing the story with him here in Green Bay. And I was going to drive him back to their place in Denmark. And he was telling me, so we get on 43 and we're drive for the end. And he was telling me this story. And I was driving. You guys wouldn't find this surprising, but I was lost my concentration. Mm-hmm. And we're coming towards the door. We went all the way around. He goes, hey, I got a question. He goes, Sam. He's in the middle of the car. Do you know where in the hell you're going? But it was so
cut to the chase.
I was
right?
So into his story that I completely was oblivious to missing the exits and everything like that. But that's the way it was sitting with those guys. And one of the really cool things, it was very special for my daughter. One day for take your child to work day or whatever, mm-hmm. she came with me to his little farm. It was not a little farm, but a very cool little dairy farm out in Denmark. And sitting in his kitchen, and here she was probably 14, 13, listening to this gentleman.
Yeah.
Talk about, and again, one thing I always try to get across from people, forget Hollywood, forget the John Wayne, forget the actors who play the parts of these guys.
Right.
Meet the actual individuals, and you realize they're just normal, great people that were your next-door neighbors that went out and did these extraordinary things.
And I like how honest they are with you. They were scared. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you're
scared to death.
Right. I mean, they're going
to
do it. Nobody ever turned back, but it's like, wow, you know, can you imagine looking down and being shot at? I mean, come on.
Yeah. And another big thing that the guys have told me, it's like obviously the Medal of Honor is unbelievable. Oh, yeah. It's the highest thing we had anybody. But they said that for every one, there's 100 guys they saw do things that could have qualified. But the problem is a lot of times it was who witnessed it that helped push it along.
Yes. And I think we have to remember that because the Medal of Honor, which, of course, we hosted here, there are people who thought somebody should be in there, and I think they deserved it. But, you know, there's a whole process for that, and you just got to respect it.
Yep.
How about another one? We've got about 3 minutes.
Absolutely.
I think in sharing another one before the bottom of the hour would be cool.
Absolutely. And I've tried to do a variety. Hang on one second. Okay. We couldn't see the beach over the top of the ramp. The closer we got to shore, the sicker guys got. We were bouncing up and down, and guys were getting sicker than hell. This is the only time in my life I didn't get sick. I honestly think I was too scared to get sick. I'm not kidding. I was too worried about what laid ahead. They had me switch places with some guys. I'd been in back, which wasn't so bad, but they had me move to the front. I didn't have any choice. I just did what they told me to do. But now I knew I would be one of the first ones off when they dropped the ramp. We're all hunkered down below the sides of the landing craft when the pilot yelled out, "Here it is, ramp down." The first five or six of us jumped out. I couldn't believe how far out from shore we were. We thought the water was going to be knee deep, but it was up to my armpits. We jumped out and struggled to keep our heads above water. It was only a couple of seconds before a German machine gun found us. They had us zeroed in. The bullets went right over our heads. But the rest of the guys on the boat, the ones right behind us, who I changed places with, they didn't have a chance. There was no place for them to go. There wasn't a thing they could do. Some tried going over the sides. But if I hadn't gotten sick like the rest of them, if I hadn't moved to the front, they were all killed. When the Germans found a boat that was unloading, they stayed on it just long enough to mow all the troops down. Those poor guys didn't even have a chance to fire a shot. Richard Gorey, United States Army, 1st Division, Omaha Beach, Appleton, Wisconsin.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
There you go. Just some of the guys, once again, commemorating D-Day 81 years ago today. And again, what I try to do is bring across these all. Richard was a junior high principal then in Appleton for his whole career.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. So.
He's still wrong?
No, they all. I don't think I have a single one from D-Day that's the actual D-Day that I still have.
Yeah, they would be. Yep. But okay. Well, anyway, those are great stories. I mean, I'm so glad you captured that because that's the real deal, boy. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? That guy must have felt really blessed. I mean, you get sick, switch seats.
And he turned that night of D-Day. Oh, same birthday as you. The night of D-Day, when he's on the hill, he turned 19.
Oh.
So he's the same birthday. It's the exact same birthday as you, Joe.
So you get Kevin Van Ness and donuts, and this guy's out there doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
But he said he was just wet and miserable sitting on the side of that hill in a little thing afterwards, just thinking, well, I made it to 19. I don't think I'm going to see 20.
Well, thank goodness he did.
He certainly did. Wonderful gentleman. All right, my man Dennis. Our man Dennis is in the house. It is one of our favorite times of the entire week. We got some live music coming up. Mino and the Mayor. Stay with us. Not in the way that you told me. It's not in the way you say you care. It's not in the way you've been treating my friends.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The air quality advisory our state has been under for most of the week has been extended through noon today. The DNR said the air quality index is still in the orange range, which is unhealthy for sensitive groups like older adults, young children, pregnant people, and anyone with respiratory issues. The issue is smoke and haze from wildfires in Canada. Officials recommend making outdoor activities shorter and less intensive. Also, watch for symptoms including excess coughing or shortness of breath. Republicans introduced a bill yesterday that they say would make hospital prices more transparent in Wisconsin. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
A study from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Foundation found Wisconsin has the fifth highest health care costs in the country. Their study showed private health plans paid more than 300% more than Medicare did for the same services. Dr. Nicole Hemkiss owns Advocate MD in Madison.
I remember an experience 1 or 2 years ago of calling one of our local health care systems, and I had a list of 4 or 5 specific x-rays that I wanted to get the cash price for. I was doing this for our patients in order to figure out what would be the most competitive prices for them. After being transferred to 3 or 4 different people, multiple calls back and unreturned phone calls, I was told that they couldn't give me the cash price because they needed to run this through insurance. And I explained to them that they should know what they are charging for a service that they are doing at their hospital.
Meanwhile, just this week, an analysis from Turquoise Health showed Wisconsin has the highest price transparency in the nation. Federal price transparency rules were put in place in 2021, and since then, no Wisconsin hospital has ever been fined for breaking those rules. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Comedian Sinbad will appear in Tyler Perry's upcoming film, Straw. This may not sound like major news, but it is when you factor in that the comedian suffered a debilitating stroke 5 years ago and was hospitalized for months. The former star of his own show called The Sinbad Show said he is thrilled for the opportunity to be back in front of the camera and said the road back has been difficult. According to the New York Post, the film also stars Sherry Shepherd and Taraji Henson. Director Perry says, "I know it's been really difficult for him, so giving him this opportunity made me feel amazing." The daughter of Tim McGraw and Faith Hill chose Pride Month to come out as queer. 28-year-old Gracie, the oldest of the couple's three daughters and a working actress, shared the news in an Instagram post on June 2nd. This is the first time the country music power duo's daughter has opened up about her sexuality. McGraw and Hill have yet to comment on the post, but in the past, Hill has expressed public support for the LGBTQ+ community. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower later today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, mid 70s. Sunday, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62. Summer, summer,
summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll be joined by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Also, Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, will be here to break down all the news. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. If you missed part of the show or want to share it with a friend, to catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule, listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Here, our man Dennis Peters from the Glam Band in the house. Hey, you got a pretty cool gig coming up at Cheese Fest, huh?
Yeah, we have a trifecta this weekend.
Yep. Oh, wow. I heard you right from here the other day. I heard you guys down at Sardine Can. That crowd sounded so into it. It was incredible.
It was amazing. It's a beautiful night to play out.
It was. Middle of the week. Yeah. And it just came down the river. You know, the sound, how it just... that's why I'm saying, you know, we're talking about the new area where the coal piles, and it might be a couple of years or whatever, but I still think that would be a great place to have some kind of a thing for music right on the river in that spot.
Oh, yeah. The sound will carry beautifully there. Yes. Great backdrop. You bet. Coal or no.
That'll be awesome. Well, thanks for being here, Dennis. Text how you doing,
base.
Buddy?
Thanks, I'm all right for the average guy.
Can we just mention really super 100% quick about a little get-together we're having towards the end of July?
Sure, if you'd like to.
All right.
Please do.
Dennis is... challenged, I guess, with prostate cancer, but you are.
I was going to say something else.
No. But you're
that next word could have been anything.
No, challenged.
Dennis is.
But you're doing a great job with it. Your attitude's right. You're taking the right things. And any kind of cancer costs money, and we want to help you out. So there's a big event coming up, 21st.
31st.
I'm sorry.
Yep. Again, I'm not factually.
No,
I'm sorry.
We're getting it early. Mm-hmm. 31st, and it's at the Riverside Ballroom, and we are going to music, fun, live auction. We're donating something very cool. I'm not going to tell you right now because we haven't got it yet.
That's all right.
It's On Stage for Cancer, and that's a great organization, right? Did they reach out to you, or did you know them?
They reached out to a member of the band, and I just tried to ignore it for a while.
Because let's be honest.
Total,
whatever you call it, transparency. Yeah. We suggested this a long time ago, and we were like, nope. Yeah. Thank you, but nope.
I'm a prideful guy, I guess.
Yeah, well, we love you, so we're going to do this. Thursday, July 31st at Riverside Ballroom. Dinner, drinks, silent auction, live auction, singing, dancing, and much more. So you got to participate in this. Dennis has done so much for our whole community here. And just go to onstageforcancer.org.
The money you raised for so many different causes is 100,000 fold versus what anybody's going to do for you. I mean, it's going to be huge for you, but you've done so much for so many people.
It's great to plug in and do things for others, you know? It really is amazing. And it's kind of, I don't want to say it's an addiction, but it's pretty darn close.
Well, it's in your heart, though. It comes from the heart.
Yeah,
I love
helping others. It's a fantastic thing, and I'm blessed to be part of that. Yeah. Life is good, friends. It is.
It is. Onstageforcancer.org. Get involved. You can get your tickets on there. You can make donations. So we're going to all get out there and support Dennis. Yeah.
There's going to be more information coming out about that as time trickles on. Because the date and the place, Riverside Theater, was already in place. You know, the On Stage for Cancer does it once a year type of a thing. And, you know, due to scheduling, I can't actually be there in person. I'll be playing at State Fair. And that was also in place. But they were going to do the show no matter what, you know, and so it just happened to have, they reached out, and long story long, they wanted me to be a benefactor for it, and it took me a while to come around to it.
I know it did.
So, but no. Those plans are already in place. So the train left the station on a bunch of things.
Great.
So
that's fine.
Stay tuned for more information on that as far as you want to play along. So
beautiful. Thanks. All right. Well, this is our favorite time of the week because we have live music, and this is a magical thing, seeing music come to life right in front of us. Lindsay Johnson, who's been here before and did a phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. Malachi Fletcher, who is your young son, correct?
Correct.
As far as he knows.
All at once. Wow. Live music series. Hello, Lindsay. Dennis, take it away, my friend.
It's great to see you. We spent a few moments in the green room, or as they say in Green Bay, the green and gold room. And we're talking a little bit. And so I guess what it comes down to is, how long have you been together doing this? I mean, obviously you've been together your whole life.
Yeah, 17 years.
As far as you know.
17.
Yeah, he's 17. Mm-hmm.
So we've been doing music for about 2 years, I'd say. We started when I was 16 years old. That's when I started getting into it.
Okay.
I've had a guitar for a long time, but I never sang until like I was 16 years old or so. Then we started gigging out pretty quickly. My mom had already been doing a bunch of gigs with her other band, so she knew how it all worked, like how that environment was, so it wasn't too difficult to get into that ourselves. Booking gigs was a bit tricky the first time because, you know, I was young and still am young. And then
he's got more mustache than I do.
I was going to say, he's a very mature-looking 17-year-old. Holy cow.
He's such a well-spoken young man.
Point guard for the Indiana Pacers. Yeah.
I can trick some people, but none of the bar owners. None of them.
His mom gets carded, and he just, come on, yeah, just walk through. Right?
That's true.
It's not your fault you have a baby face. It's okay, man.
The baby face is what lets them know I am still 17. That's my only thing.
As the song goes, hold on to 17 as long as you can. Right. That's 16, but I don't get out much.
John Mellencamp.
So what was it that brought you two together to start making music together? I mean, what was it?
There was some, personal family problems that were going on at the time. And I personally was taking a big redirection in everything I was doing.
Okay.
Which is where I kind of fell into music and really fell in love with music. And that's where, my mom kind of grabbed me by the bootstraps and pulled me up and got me to start this band with her and put myself out there. And it's really started my course in life. Like, this is what I want to do, you know, music.
So is she your main influence? Or?
Oh, for sure. Okay. She is the person that got me to, if it wasn't for her, I would never be doing this.
So we get to blame you for this. This is fantastic. Oh,
well, it's making me emotional.
Lizzie, I want to give you credit for that because kids at 16... you're struggling a little bit,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And some of you guys go and get into some things that you shouldn't get into. Gangs, you're looking for that, and you made that happen. And you're a great mom for doing that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, he had it in him, and so it was just a matter of having a talk and being like, "Look, dude, let's do this together." You know, I can't play, you can play. And he didn't sing in front of me until it took a while. He was just like, "Nope, don't sing." I'm like, "You can sing." And then once we got it going, it was just, it's a beautiful thing. We can even argue during a set and still, then we start singing and then we're over it. You know, it's kind of cool.
Musician arguing or family arguing?
Because they're
two separate things. No, family. Family. Well, kind of both.
Both of them.
Both,
yeah. They're two separate things.
I will separate you two, I swear to goodness. Well, you seem like you're smiling and all getting together, getting along really nice. I tease. But musically for you then, Malachi, what was it that... I guess, what is your main musical influence other than mom? I mean, what is it? What kind of style of music is it that draws you to, say, plugged into it?
So there's a few answers to that. All at Once is one project, and then there's my own personal stuff. All at Once, most of my play style and how I do things is inspired by her other band member, Jerry. I was just beginning out at the acoustic guitar, and I didn't really have any technique. So when he would do this thing where he would like
mute, that
had me real excited. And so I incorporate that in everything. It's just a big rhythm thing in every song we do, right?
Very important if you have very few instruments.
Right. And then for my personal music, I'm influenced by instrumental bands. Like I'm wearing a shirt right now. It's a Polyphia. Instrumental guitarist, progressive metal, rock, that stuff is my jam. I make music like that at home.
And how long have you been playing guitar?
A few years. I mean, how many years?
Probably 4 years or so.
Yeah.
Okay. You sound really accomplished already.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Plays every day.
Oh, let's do something.
Even without your, what was that thing you asked me if we had one?
Capo,
Capo. So get this, okay? So Cowboy Dave says, actually, I've got one at home. Do you want me to run and get it?
Oh, that was so sweet.
Dave, I love you for the
offer.
Nice.
So right. There's a couple of songs you wanted to play today. Which one would you like to throw at us first?
We're start with Whatever It Takes.
All right. By Imagine Dragons.
Got it.
All at Once is the name of the group here, friends.
All right. We're good?
Let's do it.
Falling too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling is vulturous. Negative, nepotist.
Everybody's waiting for the fall of man. Everybody's praying for the end of times. Everybody's hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this. Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word up on your lip, lip. Let all that you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes. Ooh, cause I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do whatever it takes. Ooh, cause I love how it feels when I break the chains. Whatever it takes. Ooh, yeah, take me to the top. I'm ready for whatever it takes. Ooh, cause I love the adrenaline in my veins.
I do what it takes. Always had a fear of being typical. Looking at my body feeling miserable. Always hanging on to the visual. I want to be invisible.
Looking at my knees like a martyrdom. Everybody needs to be a part of them. Never be enough on the prodigal son. I was born to run. I was born for this. Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I want to be the slip, slip. Put up on your lip, lip. Let all that you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes. Ooh, cause I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do whatever it takes. Ooh, cause I love how it feels when I break the chains. Whatever it takes. Ooh, you take me to the top. I'm ready for whatever it takes. Ooh, cause I love the adrenaline in my veins.
I do what it takes.
Hypocritical, egotistical. Don't wanna be the parathetical, hypothetical. Working on to something that I'm proud of. Out of the box and epoxy to the world. The vision we've lost, I'm an apostrophe. I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system, a catastrophe. And yet a masterpiece, and yet I'm half diseased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die happily. Leave the body and soul to be a part of thee.
I do what it takes.
Whatever it takes. Ooh, cause I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do whatever it takes. Ooh, cause I love how it feels when I break the chains. Whatever it takes. You take me to the top, I'm ready for whatever it takes. Ooh, cause I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do what it takes.
Wow. That was...
Wow. Now do you know why I love this segment so much? You got this magic happening 2 feet away from me here. This is
That's
so cool.
A great word to explain that.
Isn't it great?
I mean, do you hear that? Do you hear the family? Do you hear the family in the voices? How smooth and beautiful that is together. That you can't put a price tag on that.
You're pretty comfortable on that guitar.
He's got it going on.
Thank you.
No, you are.
Got see, you know what, okay, right. Lindsay, what he's got is stage presence.
He does
complain about my own playing. however, this song, we've always done it with a capo. It's not that I struggle with bar chords exactly. I'm just not used to doing them here for this song. So we totally flubbed the guitar, but the singing was okay.
It was all right, man.
We had a number of texts come in saying, where's the capo? Nobody knows what the hell that is. Jeez. That was great, you guys. That was just terrific. Thank
and capos is also not the name of the character on the Pink Panther, by the way.
Right.
It's not the same thing.
Not now, capo!
I'm too young to get what you're referring to.
What are you talking about?
Peter Sellers? Come on!
Get home, my little friend. I'm home.
Wow.
Huge in 1975.
God. Way to do that on the fly, though, man.
We have more coming up.
I tried.
More coming up with All At Once and Dennis Peters from the Glen Band. Mind on the Mayor live music series back after this.
She
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Now that the weather is almost steadily nice, it's time to really enjoy the outdoors, especially in our downtown areas. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And mark your calendars for June 7th, because the Oshkosh Gallery Walk is presenting a night gallery from 6 till 9 p.m. Six artists will be showcasing their work in the Algoma Art Alley with live music, fresh handcrafted beverages, and a beautiful evening to kickstart your June month. Go to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, one more time. Today is the 81st anniversary of D-Day. I know there's been a lot of stuff written about the war, but there's also a lot of stuff nobody talks about. The first night in Normandy, a buddy and I made a vow. If we got out of there, we'd never really talk about some of the things we had seen. You can't really describe what it's like, and it's no use in trying to tell somebody about how horrible that first night was, how scared everybody was. You can't even describe how scared, how cold, how miserable, how tired you were. In some ways, that's what war is really about. But I don't think anybody wants to hear that stuff. You don't want to talk about the guys you were close to, close friends who got killed or really badly wounded. You never forgot them, though. Another thing nobody talks about is the enemy. Even though you were taught to kill them, when you met the prisoners, a lot of them were just regular guys. Some of them looked like they should have been in high school. Of course, a lot of our guys looked young like that, too. When I look at pictures, it really hits home how young both sides of the guys were. But I don't think anybody who ever came home from a war ever felt young again. Donnie Pachurik, 101st Airborne, Green Bay.
Whoa.
Okay. Cool. And Dennis, thank you for your service, my friend.
Thank you. So thank you for everything you've done, too, for the for the veterans.
Nothing
and,
compared
and continue to do. My goodness. You think about that, and you look at Malachi. He's 17 years old.
Yeah. Right.
What else needs to be said? I mean, I get chills.
Yeah. Our country has stayed free because of people his age.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I get tears in my eyes thinking about it. You know, it's just amazing the sacrifices that so many have done for us to do what we do, you know.
Absolutely. And you know what else they gave us the freedom to? Bring in great musicians right here and play anything they want. Take it away, my friend.
So during the break, I think they're going to do a different song for us, which is fantastic. On the fly, you know,
can because I hear
the
darn people. Or something? What did you call?
That darn. He said he needs 2 minutes.
Malachi, what did you say that you could play too?
He needs 2 minutes to fiddle. He says he's going to do another song. So.
Oh, got it.
But it's fantastic.
Fiddle around.
Oh, yeah, just noodling on the guitar.
Yeah. Then he said, I said, you need 2 minutes to guitar, you mean. Anyway.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I wish I could play the fiddle. That'd be cool.
So, okay, how do we get a hold of you? How do we find you out there in the wonderful world of webbiness?
On the lovely, lovely app of Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Facebook, just like JupiterLinks, it has everything on there, all of our events coming up.
It's all... At once.
Yep, all at once. It's at sign, but on Facebook, it's just at. So all the at once, at Green all, Bay, Mother Son Acoustic Duo.
All at once, at the word.
Yep, you got it.
And you have music on YouTube as well?
We do have a little bit on there. We're working on doing some more. This guy can kind of produce some music for us, so we're working on getting some recordings done here
soon.
Oh,
yeah. I've been producing music lately. I produced a song for my grandfather. He was a minister, but now he's retired, but... his mom passed away, so he and I were working on a song about his mother and God, and like it was really awesome making it. It was like just a really cool project.
That's fantastic.
It's a very Caribbean style song because his mom was enamored with the style. But also, I'm proud to produce that because that is a style of music I've also studied. So I do understand like how those musical objects are meant to be used in an appropriate context as well.
You said studies. We mentioned also during the break that you were looking to attend Portland State.
Yeah, we toured the university just a week ago. It was incredible. I mean, I just loved it there. But they have a pretty cool music history program that I'm really excited about taking.
And that's going to be your major?
Yeah.
Music history?
Minor would be in psychology, because in order to become a musicology professor, generally you'll need a bachelor's in psychology.
I was going to say, to be a musician, you also need to be able to deal with it. So,
with that being said, let's hear some of that musical talent.
All righty.
And I believe you're going to play All of Me from John Legend?
Yes.
Correct?
You got it.
Awesome. True.
All right. We'll take this out. Everybody have a great, great weekend. Dennis, best luck with everything you got going on this weekend. Where are you guys tonight?
Cheese Fest.
Yeah, in Little Chute. Phenomenal.
Fantastic.
Can't Jim, happy birthday.
Thanks, Johnny.
You bet.
What would I do without your smile mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. Got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh. How many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through angry mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me. Oh, give my all to
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hiring in the U.S. slowed last month, but for now anyway, President Trump's aggressive policies on trade and the trimming of the federal government workforce don't seem to have affected the jobs picture that much. U.S. employers added a solid 139,000 jobs to the workforce last month, better than forecast. President Trump and Elon Musk sparring publicly on social media in a spat that began over the size of the Trump budget. ABC's Rachel Scott says Musk has tweeted the president wouldn't have won without him.
He spent $200 million of his own money to help Trump and Republicans get elected, appearing at events with a chainsaw, promising to slash spending. But now the president says he didn't need Musk or his money to win.
I think I would have won. Susie would say I would have won Pennsylvania easily anyway.
And dismissing him as a disgruntled former employee.
Russia unleashing a new round of airstrikes on Ukraine overnight, retaliation for the drone attack on Russia's military aircraft. This is ABC News.